In a high-ceilinged room with stained glass windows in St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Kansas City, Kansas, 14 girls between 8 and 15 are wielding 14 swords. The weapons do come to a point, but are constructed of relatively non-threatening wood and are sparkly and monogrammed to boot. The girls are students at Shakespeare Unbound, a summer camp run by the Heart of America Shakespeare Festival that is designed exclusively for young women. They're training in stage combat under the tutelage of camp manager Janae Mitchell.
I love the focus going on in here. All right, ladies, on guard. One, two, three, four, five. And I want to encourage you, be ready to go, because you have to be able to move forward and backwards in that power position. All right, so on guard.
While the girls energetically prepare for an assignment to pair off and create a fictional scenario that might, in theory, end in confrontation, Mitchell explains why this lesson in swordplay fits with the Shakespeare-themed camp for young ladies.
They're 8 to 15 years old, and as we all know, that is a very confusing time in anyone's life, regardless of gender. And I feel like this is the first time a lot of the girls get to really find their voice and express themselves. Because it's not necessarily about Shakespeare to me. It's something that I love, and it's something that I would love to share with them, and I hope they take away from. But I take more enjoyment out of seeing them start to think differently or start to find their own voice and assert themselves as people.
And think on their feet a little bit?
Yes, and think on their feet. I encourage them to make decisions without me when we're in rehearsal because they'll have great ideas. They just need that extra little push.
12-year-old best friends Catherine Manrique and Ashley Guevara are paired up for mock combat that arises over their respective eye colors.
Why do you have brown eyes?
Why do you have brown eyes?
Because I like brown eyes.
Well, so do I.
Well, I like my brown eyes, not yours.
The same. My mommy made me like this.
En guard.
En guard.
The girls take a break from stage combat, and Guevara explains how her feelings have been changing during this, the first week of Shakespeare Unbound.
At first, I was like, oh, Shakespeare. Whoa. He talks so different from I do. I was just like, this is going to be hard. But then I came here, and everybody was, like, so nice and, like, supportive. And then with all the girls, it just makes it better because, you know, with guys, you don't have to impress anybody.
Camp manager Janae Mitchell, a third-year MFA acting student at UMKC, explains why she thinks the Shakespeare Festival thought it important to design a camp just for girls.
It's nice having boys around, but it's that whole thing of you can focus more, you can let go more, because everybody in this camp is entering that age group of middle school and high school to where so much of who you are is, it's a little shaky to find yourself. And in an environment full of girls who are from all diverse backgrounds, you get to expose yourself to more, and you can just relax.
Like the 8 other camps the Shakespeare Festival put on, Shakespeare Unbound will conclude its session with a condensed version of this year's main stage production, As You Like It. Steve Walker, KCUR News.